This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program, and again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. I trust the program encourages you and challenges you and blesses you. And for those of you who would like to contact me, go to my website, bdcministries.com, bdcministries.com. You can use the email address or the postal address given there, and this program can be re-listened to there. You can also download it and pass it on to others. You can also reach me at the old-fashioned way, Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. And we would be happy to take prayer requests or comments on the program. Now, we've been looking at different titles that have been associated with the Lord Jesus. We, at one time, looked at different words that characterized him, but now we're looking at his titles. And today I want to come to a title that isn't often referred to. It's called the branch, the Lord as the branch. And this title is closely associated with his coming as king. The branch is part of, is closely associated with the believer or with a disciple. And in the Old Testament, the vine is the remnant of Israel. Now, I need to stop here for just a moment and make a comment about Bible interpretation. It's very interesting that when we look at the vine, sometimes it represents Israel and sometimes it represents Christ. We'll see that from John 15 in just a few minutes. And so we have to be careful that when we look at a metaphor in the Bible, and really we have a lot of them, when we have picturesque, poetic ways of looking at things, the symbol may not always represent the same thing in every case. And we need to remember that, because sometimes we force a particular symbol to represent the same thing in every case and we get bad interpretations. So, as I said, in the Old Testament in particular, the vine represents Israel, particularly the remnant of Israel that was faithful to God. And in the New Testament, we're going to see that the vine represents the Lord Jesus. But what I'm particularly concerned about is the branch, because in the Old Testament, the branch is the Lord Jesus, and he comes from the vine. That is, he has the right lineage, and his roots go back into the lineage of David and the lineage of Israel. So he has the right lineage to be a king. In the New Testament, we find out that he's the vine and we are the branches. So the branch can be the Lord, the branch can be us, depending on where we're reading and depending on how the Lord is using the particular picture, the particular poetic picture of the truth that he's trying to represent. Now, if we come to the branch, we find in, and we've already read this with regard to the king, we find in Jeremiah 23, verse 5, that it says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and exercise righteousness and judgment in the earth." So here we can see that the branch represents the Lord Jesus. Now in Israel, one of their main resources, one of their main crops was grapes, and they produced wine from the grapes. And the vine represented fruitfulness. And of course, when you look at the vine, there's a husbandman that has to work with the vine. It has to be taken care of, planted right, and it has to be pruned right. And the Lord uses something that the children of Israel would know and understand in order to explain his relationship with Israel. And now in the New Testament, he's doing the same thing, and we're supposed to understand that the vine is a symbol of something that culture would certainly understand. Now, if we were to read from Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 2, we would read, "In that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped." Again, it's referring to the remnant of Israel, but the remnant has as a picture here fruitfulness. And in that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious. The branch usually represents the Lord Jesus in some way in the Old Testament, but not in the New, because when we come to John chapter 15, the Lord says, I am the true vine. In other words, being a part of Israel didn't make you part of the true vine in the New Testament. You had to be closely associated with the Lord. You had to be linked to the Lord in order to be part of the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me, now he's talking about the believer being a branch. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. And so we see the discipline of the Lord associated with this teaching in John chapter 15. Every branch in me that bears fruit, he prunes. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, as we look at this passage, there's a lot of controversy associated with it, but I'm going to try to make it as simple as I can. This was part of the upper room ministry, and the Lord was teaching his disciples about the need to be in close fellowship with the Lord in their service for him. He was the true vine. Now, you can't be a branch unless you're in the vine. And I believe that just simply means that we come to be part of the vine, and we're a branch in the vine when we come to faith in the Lord Jesus. There are many people today that are trying to do a lot of good in the world, and they say they're Christian, and they're very Christian-like, but they have never been saved or born again, and they've never become a part of the vine, and they're not getting their nourishment, their sustenance from the vine itself. Many of them read the Bible, but they only read the parts that appeal to them. But if we're going to be part of this true vine, then we have to go back to the early part of John where he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And where the Lord says he came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And where he says, ye must be born again. Now those concepts are concepts that have been presented to us before we get to this truth about fruitfulness in the in service to the Lord. We can't be fruitful in our service to the Lord, at least as far as God is concerned, unless we are in the vine, and we're not in the vine until we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And there's a lot of controversy about what that verse means. But remember, he was in the upper room, and he was there with maybe more than the 12 disciples or the 12 apostles, but he had the 12 apostles in the upper room. And amongst those 12 apostles were a Peter who was going to deny him, and a Judas who was going to betray him. And I think when he says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, he's talking about Judas. And Judas obviously ended up taking his own life after he had betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. He had betrayed the Lord for some reward, some monetary reward. He was covetous. He was a thief. And so every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And we read how that even in the upper room, the Lord says, that which thou doest, do quickly. We read that Satan entered into him, that is, Satan took control of him, and he went out and sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And I really believe, in my own mind, that Judas had seen the miracles that the Lord had done, and he really didn't believe the Lord would ever allow himself to be harmed. He would deliver himself from those who he would basically sell the Lord to. But it didn't work that way, and Judas realized that it didn't work that way, and he had to come back and confess his sin to the priest that he'd sold out to. But they said, what is that to us? And they didn't care. And he went out when he realized what he had done, and he hanged himself. So every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And so I believe there is situations where unbelievers who rebel against the Lord are taken away. And in Judas's case, he was taken away in judgment. But he says, every branch in me that bears fruit, he prunes. Now, I would say that that would represent Peter, because Peter had professed his love for the Lord, and he had said that he would never deny him. And he says, though all men forsake thee, yet will I not forsake thee. And yet he did forsake the Lord. But his heart was always with the Lord. He loved the Lord. And he had confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And later on, after he has been restored to the Lord, after he has had to confess that he no longer knew that he, well, when he had to confess his failure to the Lord himself, the Lord uses him, and he writes what we call the shepherd epistles. And so he was used of the Lord after he had been pruned. Now, when we look at this passage, then we recognize that if you are one who knows something about grapes, when you prune the grapes in the spring, sometimes you prune them to the point where they look like they're sick and going to die. But you have to prune off the dead wood, and you have to leave only fruitful wood. And what shoots this year bears fruit next year. We kept grapes at our home, and I learned a little bit about them. I was never very good at this, but I do know that unless there's some pruning, everything will go into foliage and you'll get no fruit. But the Lord pruned Peter, and Peter then became extremely fruitful. And so if anyone does not abide in me, that's Judas, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire. And he's talking about metaphorically what men do to people who do not live up to their professions. They are criticized even by the world, and Judas was rejected, and he ended up taking his own life. Judas did not bear fruit, but Peter did, and Peter needed pruning. Now, obviously, the Lord is the branch because he's the one who has his root in the lineage of David. So he comes from the right background, from a natural standpoint. We are the branches because as sinners, we have to have our sins forgiven, but through faith in the Lord Jesus, we are associated or attached to the vine. We are attached to the Lord himself. And we then can produce fruit. It's not that we're sinless, but there is a sense in which we should have a conscience about sin after we're saved, and we can produce fruit. And the Bible tells us what that fruit is. Some of the fruit, sometimes fruit is to see others saved, but more normally the fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, and so on. We produce fruit in our lives, and we can be used of the Lord. So as we begin to look at this issue, the question is, are we a Judas who was never in the vine, or are we a Peter who was part of the vine and who needed to be pruned so that he could be fruitful? And do we understand that the only source of blessing is in the Lord Jesus, who is the true vine? And he says in this passage, without me, you can do nothing. We need to remember that, folks. Don't try to be something that you're not. Make sure that you are by faith in that vine where you can produce fruit. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon this program and upon those who will hear it. And we just trust that in some way we have glorified the name of the Lord as we give thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.